Happy to have on the line with us Donna McKinney, who's all about sharing Christmas. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Bruce. How are you today?
I am good. Let's talk about this coming up on Christmas Day. You've got a chance for people to get a meal who might not have that opportunity. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Well, I've been doing this myself with the group for 29 years. We serve a totally free dinner for those who can come to St. Vincent de Paul Church on Christmas Day from noon until 3. And for those who cannot come in, we will deliver their meal. And all they have to do is call our phone numbers, and we bring a complete meal out to them. Requires many, many, many volunteers.
Tell me about that. How are you able to do that? How do you coordinate such an undertaking?
Well, we've worked with Meals on Wheels from around the county. We've just word of mouth, and people call us. We have a phone line at the church. The number is 440-324-4212, extension 138. They can call there and get a meal. I will return their call. They should leave their name and address, or name and phone number, I'm sorry, and I will call them to get the details.
Donna, you serve those meals at noontime on Christmas Day, starting at noontime. What time do you and your volunteers typically get there in the morning?
Around 8 o'clock in the morning, and we just go full strength until every delivery is made. Hopefully, we have all the deliveries done by about 3:30 or 4 o'clock at the latest. Takes a little bit longer, depending on how many volunteer drivers we get.
How did you get started doing this sort of thing?
I was just looking for something to do one Christmas and saw the sign in front of St. Vincent de Paul Church saying they needed volunteers. And I called, and I worked on Christmas Day that year, and then next year I was voted on to the board of directors, and I've been with them for 29 years.
Wow, that's a lot of meals on Christmas Day, and a lot of friendship as well, and fellowship, obviously, that can take place. Tell me a little bit about how you get to be a volunteer if you wanted to help out even for this year.
Volunteers can call, and even if you need a meal, you can also call my personal phone line, 440-281-9779. And I will gladly sign you up for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, the entire day. We need people there to help us clean up afterwards. We've got a steady line of people who come year after year after year, and we've found from some of the volunteers that it's a wonderful way to teach your younger children that it's not just about getting on Christmas, but it's about giving.
Where will you deliver? Is it just in Lorain County? Do you have a certain radius that you work within?
Mostly Lorain County, although one year we had a very late-in-the-day call. Excuse me. 2 years ago, a very late-in-the-day call, somebody in Nova heard about us from a friend of a friend, and they called and asked, and I went out and said to a couple drivers that were in the facility yet, would anybody be interested in delivering a meal to a family in Nova? And three hands immediately went up. But mostly our clients are from Lorain County, and last year we delivered 637 meals.
That's just delivered, right?
That's delivered.
That doesn't include the ones where people come in between noon and 3 again at St. Vincent de Paul Church. 254, located on 254, correct?
Detroit? Right on 254 next to George's Restaurant. And we served about 100 people that came in to the facility and ate. But our biggest undertaking really is the delivery. For many, many people that call and ask if we can bring meals, and they're so astounded. I get calls well into January from the people who have received our meals saying, oh, without you, I wouldn't have had such a good meal. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the meal.
Well, we do turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes, two vegetables, and dessert, rolls and butter. Everything but their beverage is taken to them. And also we take along a church calendar, and we take as well a bag of fruit and what other goodies we can put in it, just a little bit of something to make their week better. It was unknown to me until about 4 years ago when I got a call from the Lorain County Office on Aging that Meals on Wheels programs don't deliver on Saturday, Sunday, or any holiday. And they asked if we would start working with them. So flyers go out to the people in the Meals on Wheels programs that they can call me, and they've been calling. And we're just happy to do this, give everybody a little day of joy.
At what time do you get to enjoy a meal for your Christmas holiday?
Well, really, my coffee keeps me going, along with the thank yous. I can't express the joy I feel at the end of the day to know that we've served these people, and many of them don't have any family at all. Some have family, but they're out of state, and others are suffering losses that just bring them to tears on the telephone to me. So it just gives me joy when I can brighten them up a little bit. But we get done and usually are out of there between 5 and I think 5:30 at night. We have a good cleanup crew, so we can get out of there as quick as possible. And any food that is left over at the end of the day goes to a shelter the very next morning.
Again, it's called Sharing Christmas on Christmas Day from noon to 3. They have the meals served at St. Vincent de Paul Church, and they also offer the delivery. Again, Donna, if people want to volunteer or get the information about the delivery, how do they go about doing that?
They can call 440-324-4212, extension 138. It will direct you on that call. Or you can call 440-281-9779. And I'll return your call within 24 hours and get you all set up.
That's great. Well, hopefully you get some good volunteers, and I know you'll get a lot of folks getting a warm meal for this Christmas. And we appreciate you sharing the Sharing Christmas with us every year, Donna. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. God bless all.
Donna McKinney.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Donna McKinney joining us with Sharing Christmas.